Smutters.
Pull up on me.
Pull up on me.
Pull up on me.
Pull up on me. I love that. And hopefully by now y'all know what we're talking about and y'all have seen that video. It is so funny. I love
it's
that
hilarious.
Little boy. It is hilarious. I love that little boy. So.
Wow. You like little boys, huh?
Wow. That's way too much.
Get on Padme.
Oh my gosh.
You do realize she was hitting on a 10-year-old, right?
She wasn't hitting on a 10-year-old. He was little when they met. And then he was grown up when they met again.
Grown up, huh?
Kind of, right?
No.
How old was he?
He's super young.
We're talking about Star Wars, y'all.
Pull up on me.
Okay, so speaking of Star Wars, tonight we have a crazy, crazy story. And it's all about aliens.
I'm not saying it was aliens.
But it was aliens. Also, let me tell y'all.
Actually,
I've been trying to get this story recorded since Wednesday, I think, right?
Yeah,
and,
I think so.
Like, not because I just wanted to, because it was hurting my brain. There's so much to this story.
And your brain is so little.
That's not what I'm saying.
Hey, guys, and also keep in mind that it is, I guess when you hear this, it'll officially be May, which means that Obi-Wan is coming.
Yay! But what I was saying was, I was wanting to record it Wednesday because there was so much and I kept finding stuff. And I was like, I've got to get all this out of my brain because it's, you know, my head was hurting. And so I asked Troy, I was like, can we go ahead and record tonight? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. We both fell asleep because we were so tired. Well, that night I had nightmares about this story. This story is scary. So
pull up on me.
Then we're going to record the next night, and it didn't work, and here we are on Saturday, not recording. So, we're going to get this out of my brain.
Pull up on me.
Pull up on me. Okay. So, the story we're doing tonight is called Dulce Base.
And Gabbana.
No. Dulce Base. Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, buckle up, because...
Buckle up, buckaroos.
What is that on? Oh, my gosh.
American Dad, I think.
That's so funny. All right, so what I'm going to do is there is more than one alien race in this story. So I'm going to go over the alien races just so we have a clear idea if you don't know what they are. And
don't be racist.
Then we will jump into the story. So, the first alien that we're going to go over is the reptilians. Have you heard of the reptilians?
Just in, like, TV shows.
Okay.
And, like, what's that show? Land of the Lost?
Land of the Lost. Kind of. The reptilians are also called reptoids, lizard people, reptiloids, saurians, or draconians. They are supposedly reptilian humanoids that play a role in fantasy, science fiction, UFOlogy, and conspiracy theories. The ideal of reptilians was popularized by David Icke, a conspiracy theorist who claims reptilian aliens control the Earth by taking on human form and gaining political power to manipulate human societies. Now, I'm going to pause right there. I know y'all have probably seen the videos of all the different, like, celebrities and politicians where it's close, you know, it closes up on their eyes and it shows them blinking sideways instead of how they're supposed to and just all this weird stuff. This is what they're talking about.
Ooh, what if everything is like the movie V? Remember that? My show?
I love that show. That was such a good show, V. Okay, so Icke has stated as many occasions that a lot of the world leaders are reptilians. According to Icke, who published on this theme in 1999, The Biggest Secret, tall, blood-drinking, shape-shifting reptilian humanoids from the Alpha Draconis star system are now hiding in underground bases, are the force behind the worldwide conspiracy against humanity. He contends that most of the world's ancient and modern leaders are related to the reptilians, including the Merovingian dynasty. And before you ask, I looked up who they were.
I'm going to.
Okay. So, the Merovingian dynasty is a Germanic dynasty, a ruling family of the Franks from the middle of the 5th century until 751. So, we have them, and then we have the Rothschilds, who are... They're a family and influential banking dynasty originating in Frankfurt, established in the 18th century. And let's see, we also have the Bush family.
Ooh.
Yeah, the American dynastic family that is prominent in the fields of politics, news, sports, entertainment, and business. Now, I noticed the first two dynasties were both of German descent, and
I'm German descent.
You are German descent, but I did look it up, and the Bush family is not. And then let's see, we have, of course, the British royal family. Its conspiracy theories now have supporters in up to 47 countries and have given lectures to crowds of up to 6,000 people. Its conspiracy theory has made it on the list of the 10 most popular conspiracy theories. Now, as I said, the reptilians, the ones from space, are the Alpha Draconis. It is a...
Did you just call them a jabroni?
No.
It is, the rocks
they're from a binary star system in the northern constellation of Draco, a relatively inconspicuous star in the night sky of the northern hemisphere, known for being the North Pole star from the 4th to 2nd millennium BC. Okay? Now, that is the first race of alien. Now we're going to go on over to the next race. We have the gray alien, and that's the one that probably most people know about. We have the grays, like I just said. They are referred to as Zeta Reticulans. They are the Roswell grays, or just grays spelled G-R-A-Y-S. They are purported extraterrestrial beings. They are frequent subjects of close encounters and alien abduction claims. The details of such claims vary widely, but typically grays are described being human-like with small bodies, smooth gray-colored skin, and large hairless heads, and large black eyes. According to Betty Hill, one of the first accounted alien abductions with her husband, that's what she had said that they looked like. The grays are from Zeta Reticuli, a binary star system in the southern constellations of Reticulan, I can't read my writing, from the southern hemisphere, and the pair can be seen with the naked eye as a double star in a very dark sky, and is 39.3 light years from Earth. So, those are the aliens that we're going to go over tonight. And we're not just going over them. We're actually going to go over a human-alien war that took place in 1979. So, let's get started. Dulce Base is a base claiming to be a jointly operated human and alien underground facility that exists under Arculeta Mesa on the Colorado-New Mexico border near the town of Dulce, New Mexico. There are said to be 1,377 underground bases in the world, and 131 of them are located in the U.S. So, let's dive into this.
Dive on in.
Dive on in. Are you ready?
Well, yeah.
Okay. In 1986...
No, I'm not ready.
You're ready now. Okay. Some very secret papers were leaked. The papers contained 25 pictures and a video. The video showed the facility and also showed alien breeding chambers and tanks holding gray aliens. The papers also talked about the usage of cow blood, DNA manipulation, and the creation of alien-human hybrids, and more. The man that leaked the papers was named Thomas Castillo. He was a security specialist of the super-secret base, the Dulce base, which means he was over all the security in the facility. In 1979, after Thomas had enough of everything going on in the facility, he left and went and gave a bunch of interviews about what his job entailed.
Pull up on me.
This was not a good idea for Thomas Castillo. He released the papers and talked about all the levels of the facility. The humans at the facility were scientists, people fulfilling military contracts, and security. He claims there were four different types of aliens that lived at the facility as well. We had the tall grays from Orion that were 7 feet tall, the short grays that were around 4 feet tall, the reptilians from the Draco star system that were around 7 feet tall, and then the reptilians from the Earth. They were described as the working class. Now, I found a list of questions in an interview that was asked to Thomas Castillo. We're going to go over some of those questions, but I do want you to know that after he released all this stuff, he mysteriously disappeared. No trace of him. So, I think we can all kind of figure out what happened. Let's see here. See if I can start these questions. Let me see. By whom was the Dulce installation originally constructed? And this is what Thomas Castillo answers. Nature started the caverns. The Draco reptilian humanoids used the caverns and tunnels for centuries. Later, through Rand Corporation plans, it was enlarged repeatedly. The original caverns included ice caves and sulfur springs that the aliens found perfect for their needs. The Dulce caverns rival Carlsbad caverns in size. What exactly are the cattle and human organs such as blood, anal tissues, eyes, reproductive organs, tongues, etc. used for? So they're basically asking about the organs that were found in cattle mutilations that were going on in New Mexico. And he answered to read the Dulce papers, actually. And I'm going to let y'all know the link you can go to so you can look at the so-called Dulce papers. And you can read a little bit more because I'm not going to read all of this. So let's see. Others have suggested that some of the entities below Dulce are not of extraterrestrial origin and that they are actually descended from saurian or reptiloid beings such as velociraptors. A serpentine race or races similar to that hinted at the third chapter of the Book of Genesis. Yes, some reptoids are native to this planet, he says. The ruling caste of aliens are reptilian. The beige or white beings are called the Draco. The other reptilian beings are green and some are brown. They are an ancient race on Earth living in the Garden of Eden. Reptoids rightly consider themselves native Terrans. Perhaps they are the ones we call the fallen angels. Maybe not. Either way, they consider us the squatters on Earth. That was his answer. Now, some have suggested that the so-called underground ET bases and tunnels may for a large part be literally thousands of years old. Constructions of an antediluvian race which attained to a considerable level of scientific complexity and who were destroyed by a divinity initiated cataclysm which took place after they attempted to merge their science with occult supernatural forces. I'm not sure about the divine part, but these aliens do consider themselves native Terrans. Where do the little gray aliens fit in? They work for and are controlled by the Draco. Now remember, the Draco are the reptilians. There are other gray-skinned beings that are not in the league with the Draco. Did you ever talk to any of the aliens at the base? Since I was a senior security technician at that base, I had to communicate with them on a daily basis. If there were any problems that involved security or video cameras, I was the one they called. It was the reptilian working caste that usually did the physical labor in the lower levels at Dulce. Decisions involving that caste were usually made by the white Draco. When human workers caused problems for the working caste, the reptoids went to the white draconian boss, and the Draco called me. At times, it felt like it was a never-ending problem. Several human workers resented the no-nonsense or get-back-to-work attitude to the working caste. That the working caste lives by. When needed, intervention became a vital tool. The biggest problem were human workers who wandered around near the off-limits areas of the alien section. I guess it's human nature to be curious and to wonder what is past the barriers. Too often, someone found a way to bypass the barriers and nosed around. The cameras near the entrance usually stopped them before they got themselves in serious trouble. A few times, I had to formally request the return of a human worker. Are there other sites tied into the shuttle network other than those which you mentioned? And if so, where are the entrances? They're everywhere. They crisscross the world as an endless subterranean highway, like a freeway, except underground. Okay.
Where are my dragons?
Now, let's see here. Can you give me more information on the reptile race and what do they do on the sixth level? Now, y'all, the sixth level of the base is called Nightmare Hall. The worker caste does the daily chores, mopping the latex floors, cleaning the cages, bringing food to the hungry people and other species. It is their job to formulate the proper mixture for the top one and top two beings that the Draco race has created. The working caste work at the labs as well as the computer banks. Basically speaking, the reptilian races are active at all levels of the Dulce base. There are several different races of aliens that work on the east section of the level 6. That section is commonly called the alien section. The Draco are the undisputed masters of the 5, 6, and 7 levels. The humans are second in command of those levels. I had to argue with one large draconian boss frequently. His name is difficult to verbalize. And it's a lot of throat clicking is what it says. His name.
That caught my attention.
I usually called him Karsh and he hated it. The draconian leaders are very formal when talking to the human race. These ancient beings consider us a lower race. Karsh called me Leader Castillo, but it was used in a sarcastic way. However, the worker caste is friendly enough as long as you allow them to speak first. They will answer if you address them. They are very cautious beings and consider most humans to be hostile. They always seemed surprised when they found many of the humans were open and trustworthy. There was no
fraternizing.
Thank you, with the aliens off hours. It is forbidden to speak to any of the alien race in the halls or an elevator without a clear business-oriented reason. Humans can talk to humans and aliens can speak to aliens, but that is as far as it goes. At the worksite, however, it's different. There is free speech in the labs. The camaraderie found in the labs also reaches the computer bank section. In those areas, everybody talks to anybody. However, everything changes the minute you cross the threshold of the hall. Instantly, all conversation becomes strictly form hard as it was. Several times I had to arrest someone simply because they spoke to an alien. It is a very strange place. What? But that was some of the stuff he was saying, and I'm going to go ahead and give y'all that website because I'm going to forget to, and I know there's a lot of interesting stuff to read on there throughout that whole thing. It's just a lot. So
yeah, it's a lot.
It is tvufo.tripod.com, and you can go on there and hit Thomas Edwin Castillo, and you can find that whole conversation that he had before his disappearance. Now, as I said, there are 7 levels.
Like the elevator game.
No. Oh. Okay. So, the 7 stories with an increasing military presence, the deeper one descends. Each floor is designed for specific research, from mind control on human beings to genetic experiments resulting in alien-human hybrids. Gray and reptilian aliens have their own housing, while employees allegedly claim the 6th floor, the so-called Nightmare Hall, was most terrifying. It is there where you heard the screams of human victims being experimented on echo through the corridors. So, the first floor...
It's a hallway. It's not a corridor.
The first floor is the security and the communications floor. The 2nd floor is the human staff housing. The 3rd floor is for executives and labs. The 4th floor is the mind control experiments. The 5th floor is alien housing. And the 6th floor is the genetic experiments. And the 7th floor is the cryogenic storage. So there's that. Now, as promised, I did say there was going to be a human-alien war. This is where it gets real, y'all. So,
it's gonna get real.
It is gonna get real. So I found this article, and I'm just gonna read this article to you because it pretty much goes over everything that was going on. The cattle mutilations, everything that they found. Now, if you do go to Dulce, New Mexico, you can ask anybody that they will have stories. They're constantly having UFO sightings. They see UFOs going into some of the rocks on the mountains, little openings. So everybody does believe in the Dulce base. So I'm going to get started on this. For decades, UFOologists have claimed the extraterrestrials experiment on humans with the military's help inside a secret base underneath the Arculeta Mesa in Dulce, New Mexico. The quaint desert hamlet of Dulce, New Mexico has fewer than 3,000 residents. It doesn't even have a traffic light. But the unassuming little community is a hotbed for UFOologists and alien conspiracy theorists who all believe that below the town is a secret 7-story military facility known as the Dulce Base. While tales of the unexplained centered around regional deserts are nothing new, the legends of a New Mexico alien base picked up steam in the 1970s. It began with a state trooper who spotted a strange craft in the sky and mutilated cattle on the ground in Dulce. He also found gas masks nearby, which he believed indicated government involvement. Perhaps the most incredible were the claims of Phil Schneider, an alleged former government engineer who claimed to have helped build the Dulce, New Mexico alien base in 1979. He claimed that he and others encountered aliens during the construction, but that military service members engaged in a gun battle with them, and later brokered a peace deal with the beings. Although no hard evidence has emerged, rumors continue to circulate of strange goings-on in Dulce. Dulce is home to the headquarters of the Apache Reservation of northern New Mexico and is largely inhabited by indigenous peoples. Despite its small population, it draws heavy tourism by UFOologists who host an annual Dulce Base UFO conference. It's important to note that the existence of the New Mexico alien base itself remains entirely unproven, even as the legends surrounding it are well documented. Stories arose in the mid-1970s with New Mexico State Trooper Gabriel Valdez reporting a series of disturbing cattle mutilations. Valdez claimed to have seen sophisticated spacecraft in Dulce, New Mexico skies, near where the Dulce base is said to lie, and to have found a mutilated cow with a dead fetus inside. This was no unborn calf, he claimed, and appeared to be a bizarre hybrid that looks like a human, monkey, and a frog mixed. Detritus surrounding the cattle mutilations suggested to Valdez that the government was involved and that the cattle were not ravaged by wild animals, he said. The evidence that was left there, you know, predators don't leave gas masks, glow sticks, radar shaft, Valdez said. They don't leave stuff. Barkan is a quick note that cattle mutilations are often tied to nearby UFO sightings. The political scientists add that the Colorado-New Mexico border region had become one of the most prominent sites in the country for both kinds of reports in the early 1980s. The claims reached far and wide and were followed in 1979 by stories from Paul Benowitz, a physicist and Albuquerque businessman. Benowitz allegedly intercepted electronic signals in Dulce, he believed were emanating from the deep below the ground and directed at a target too high for human activity. With a growing national interest in both cattle mutilations and claims of electronic signals, the Dulce base legend was born. Benowitz, in 1982, first posited that the secret base existed. He even published a paper titled Project Beta in 1988, detailing how best to infiltrate the facility. By May 1990, John Lear claimed to have garnered 4 independent confirmations that the 7-story structure was real. Lear was a former pilot and government man, as well as the son of the inventor of the Lear jet, so people gave some credence to his claims. His detailed claims went so far as to describe different species of aliens who allegedly visited Earth. Lear's allegations served as a foundation for further claims about the New Mexico alien base. Now, let's get into this war.
Let's do it, girl.
Okay. Phil Schneider brought Benowitz and Lear's claims out of the fringes with his public speeches and bizarre stories about the alleged base. Claiming to be a former government employee and explosives expert, Schneider said that he was involved in the construction of Dulce Base. Perhaps most famous is his 1995 presentation in which he alleged that during the project's initial stages, the military encountered alien entities beneath the ground. Attendees of the Dulce Base UFO conference have disagreed, however, whether Dulce was built deliberately as a research facility or after a nuclear detonation beneath the New Mexico desert in 1967, when the U.S. government was merely attempting to simulate subterranean gas reservoirs and encountered the cave-dwelling aliens. Now, Snyder, however, not only claimed to have seen the beings below, but lost several of his fingers during a firefight between terrified soldiers and frightened alien life forms. Both origin stories of the Dulce base legends have the U.S. government encountering various kinds of alien species and brokering a deal for peace. Now, Snyder claimed that roughly 60 people were killed in the purported firefight below the desert. None of his statements have ever been proven. Nonetheless, he was certainly missing numerous digits while claiming as much. He died of a supposed suicide in 1996. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I looked all over the place for his autopsy report because I just don't feel like it was a suicide. Nobody seems to think it was a suicide because when they found him, he had something tied around his neck with a plastic bag over his head. And also, I found something else where it was a blog talking about Phil Schneider, and it was showing or saying that people needed to remember that when Phil Schneider was found from his supposed suicide, that he had 2 bullet holes in his head and was shot execution style. So before he died, also, he let his family know and his friends that he would never commit suicide. That just was not him. He wanted to get the truth out. Now, he did several tours letting people know in depth about the alien war that happened underground. Now, if you read more articles about it, it says that he ran into, I believe it was two or three of the gray aliens. They smelled like garbage, he said. There was a really just gross smell. Ran into the grays, and he had a firearm on, and he started shooting. He said he killed one or two, I believe, and that started the war. And then he said a Green Beret jumped in front of him when the aliens had little blasters or whatever. And, you know, the Green Beret saved his life. It, you know, it took him instead of, you know, Phil. So after this, Phil was done. He claimed that 60 people were killed in this attack, this war. And, you know, I've seen things where it said that some people claim it's still going on. Some people claim they resolved it and made peace. I don't know. I'm not under there. I'm not an alien or a military man. So, but that is Phil's story. I'm definitely not. That is Phil's story. It's a very tragic story for Phil. But also, you can go on YouTube and you can look up his videos where it shows him on tour talking about his experiences. So, there's no shortage of dubious illustrations of Dulce's base layout. So-called experts are confident it reaches 7 stories and 2 miles into the ground with an increasing military presence. The deeper one descends into its bowels. Okay, so I wrote all this down and I read this to you guys. Let's see. Snyder claimed that the conflict between various factions of aliens and the military eventually broke out, and the Dulce base is merely one of 129 hidden facilities of its kind in the United States. Snyder and his supporters have alleged that the United States' so-called black budget likely folds in the secret research at these alleged facilities. The black budget is classified military spending and has been estimated to range between $50 and $80 billion, according to the numerous reports. Ultimately, UFO sightings in the U.S. have yet to cease or even slow down. It was only recently that the Pentagon admitted that the Air Force footage of unidentified aerial vehicles was real, and that the Navy drafted new guidelines on how to report these phenomena. The whole town of Dulce, whoever you want to talk to, they'll tell you what they have seen, and they have all claimed to have seen UFOs. It's not just a fairy tale. All the things are true, and they believe every last one of them because they have seen it themselves. So, that is the story of the Dulce base. And, you know, Thomas Castillo, definitely go back and look up that conversation. There was so much to go through and read. I really just wanted to get it out there that he had spoken to the different alien races and what their caste system was, who was in charge, and all that. There's a lot more gruesome details. Just details I don't want to talk about on this podcast, but you can definitely, as I said, look it up, and you can read everything about it. But yes, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me, there was one of the Men in Black movies where they have an underground subway system that goes all over the world, and yeah. You remember that? Well, that's what this is pretty much claiming to be. It's saying that the Dulce base is connected to Los Alamos, and that there is definitely an underground system that runs all over the world, pretty much to each underground base that they have. And that is fascinating. But you know what the whole alien human hybrid thing reminded me of also? Do you remember the last season of American Horror Story where they abducted those boys and girls?
Oh, yeah.
And they were trying to make the perfect alien-human hybrid. That's kind of what it reminded me of. And they were also found in a desert. So, this story really made me think about how close Hollywood and movies and stuff is to maybe something that's real that happened. And I was listening to a podcast about it, and they were saying how on the movie Independence Day, you love Independence Day.
Oh, yes.
The crazy guy.
Do you want me to recite the president's speech?
Only on the 4th of July. I always post that president's speech on the 4th of July. But on Independence Day, you have that one crazy person. He's like, I was abducted by aliens, and nobody believed him for years and years and years. And then they come, and he's like, I told you. And he was right, and he was the hero of the movie. So I think that when people make claims, our society tends to make them out as crazy instead of wanting to believe something like that, you know? And maybe they aren't the crazy ones.
Maybe not.
But I think this story is so fascinating. It's a huge conspiracy theory. And also, you know, the two men that have gone missing, well, one of them died. I don't believe, from what I saw, I've looked for so much stuff on Phil Schneider, and I could not pull the autopsy thing up. I did find something that said that he was not buried underground and that he's probably in Dulce, his remains. But also Thomas Castillo, his disappearance. Now, I saw something that showed that he had fled to Europe and that he was battling cancer, and he didn't have very long. He only had a few months left to live, and he was getting his last words out because, you know, what could they do to him? So, you know, I just don't know what to believe because I've read several things about his disappearance. So I'm going to leave that one up to you. If y'all want to look stuff up, go for it. There are tons of books on the Dulce base. I could not find all of the Dulce papers. I found some. And that website that I told y'all to go to, I believe there is a link to some of the Dulce papers. But it's not all of them. And it said that the video was on there. And when I tried to play the video, it would not play for me. So it could have just been my phone, or it could have been removed. I don't know. But very interesting for sure. And, you know, as I said, this story gave me nightmares while I was doing it. And it really got to me. But did you like it?
Yeah.
What did you think? Do you think it's believable?
Yes.
So.
Do you?
Do I what?
Think it's believable.
Absolutely, I do. You know, as I was saying, the reptilians are scary. they come from their own star system, and then there's supposedly another race of reptilians that have been underground this whole entire time and even claim to have been in the Garden of Eden. I don't know how much of that is true, but you know, I think it's believable with the whole hollow earth theory that we have reptilians underground. We don't know what's out there, but I could see how this draconian reptilians would probably say that they're second class citizens to them because they've been here this whole time. I don't know. It's very, there's a lot to think about on this. And I wanted to originally do reptilians. Y'all, it's so hard to find stuff on them. It's very hard to find stuff. There's tons of books. I didn't have time to order books and get them read. So that's why I had to stop on the whole reptilian episode. But that's how it turned into the Dulce Base episode. So you could kind of get a feel of what their attitude towards humans is like. But that is my story.
And you're sticking to it.
And I'm sticking to it. But yes, I love it. And also, y'all, Dulce is not that far from Roswell. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's not far from Roswell at all. Which we should probably do Roswell.
I want to go to Roswell really bad.
I do too.
Just, you know what I'd really like to see?
What?
I would like to go to Roswell and them actually have a diner that was in,
like, in the show.
Roswell, like the Crashdown.
Yeah.
Where they do all the little alien stuff. That'd be so cool.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I'd like to go see the museum and everything. I think Roswell should definitely be a trip we should make. And also, as I said,
if we get my dually and that camper that I'm wanting to get, then we could go to all these places all the time.
We're going to pack our dogs and our kid up and head out. Like,
we could just park and art. We could just not have a house. We could just be on the road all the time.
I love that idea, actually. I want to give a shout out to some of my friends. They came running up and they were like, it's Aiden, Cassie, and Savannah. Hey, guys. But they were saying that we need to go to Russia to go catch us a Yeti.
Not happening.
But they said we definitely needed to do that. I'm not going to go to Russia right now. There's a bunch of craziness going on. But
I have always wanted to go to Russia, though.
Yeah. Russia is...
And their women are beautiful.
We talked about that on the Diet Love Pass, how beautiful the Russian women are. They're gorgeous. So
like that girl that's on my team.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
My game. I don't know her name.
she just probably
doesn't
remember.
Just her avatar picture. She's just, like, all Russian women are beautiful.
Yeah, they're all just gorgeous. But, yeah, so jealous of the Russian
ladies. And I
had
a friend that's visited there. Told me about how beautiful it is in Russia. Just,
yeah,
you know, because they're, like, their buildings and stuff is just amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I think it would just be absolutely, well, I don't know how it's looking now.
I just don't like the cold.
You know what, though? I saw this story in Facebook. I swear, if y'all don't stop sending me these sad animal stories. It was about a lion that these people owned, and they broke its legs so it couldn't, like, walk right, and they pretty much disabled it. And then once it couldn't perform anymore, they kind of threw him out on the street, which I thought was kind of crazy. I don't know if Russia's got just random lions on the street, but this circus found him, and they were going to try to fix him up, but it turned out that he was unfixable. So Russia passed a bill for this lion, and they saved it, and it really just, I loved it. It was a real heart-touching story because they saved this animal, and I cannot handle anything that happens to animals, but I guess that is my spiel, and I love that Russia did that. Maybe one day we'll make it to Russia, and we can go through the Diet Love Pass. That would be fun to see if we can catch our Yeti, y'all. But
Yeti, y'all.
All right, friends.
Carmen, bra.
I hope. Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Barry. I hope y'all had a good time. I hope you got into the story. And I kind of hope it gives you nightmares like it did me. And,
wow. Way to wish something on someone.
Well, that just means I did a good job. But y'all make good choices and have a wonderful week. And we will see y'all next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
Pull up on me.
Pull up on me.